think the most interesting butterfly effect is the 9/11 butterfly effect. So when 9/11 happened, Gerard Way watched 9/11 happen. He starts attending therapy. He starts making music, and naturally he starts a band called My Chemical Romance. They take off pretty big. They really start doing the damn thing. My Chemical Romance catches the eye of a woman. And do you know who that woman was? That woman was Stephenie Meyer. Stephenie Meyer starts listening to My Chemical Romance, and she's like, you know what? This shit slaps. She gets inspired, and you know what this woman does? She writes a book. Oh, you know what book she wrote? She wrote Twilight. She wrote Twilight. Stephenie writes the Twilight books, and everybody starts making their own fan fictions about Twilight. Lexi, why are you telling me this? Because you know what one of those fan fictions was? Like, do you really know what one of those fan fictions was? One of those fan fictions was 50 Shades of Grey. And I'm sure we all remember the 50 Shades of Grey frenzy when it first came out. And I'm sure we all remember our girl Dakota Johnson. 50 Shades of Grey really boosted Miss Dakota Johnson's career. Which leads us to Miss Dakota Johnson going on Ellen. I'm sure that anybody who has ever been on the internet remembers this clip.
You turned 30.
I did.
And how was the party? I wasn't invited.
Actually, no, that's not the truth, Ellen. You were invited. Last time I was on the show, last year, you gave me a bunch of shit about not inviting you, but I didn't even know you wanted to be invited.
Well, who doesn't want to be invited to a party?
Well, I didn't even know you liked me.
Of course I like you. You knew I liked you. You've been on the show many times, and don't I show like?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
But I did invite you, and you didn't come, so.
This time you invited me?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
How do you know? I don't think so.
Ask everybody. Ask Jonathan, your producer. Who
okay.
said you were?
I
yeah,
was invited.
Right,
why didn't I go?
I don't know.
Was it?
You're out of town.
Oh yeah, I had that thing. It was probably in Malibu. That's too far for me to go to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. No, I think I do remember I was invited. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you want to know what happened after that episode of Ellen aired? Everybody and their mom came out with stories about how Ellen treated them like shit. And then Ellen had the title of terrible human being, which rightfully so, she is. And then Ellen's show got canceled because everybody hated her. And then that was the downfall of Ellen. So yeah, 9/11 indirectly caused Ellen DeGeneres' downfall, and I think that that's fucking hilarious, crazy, insane. Anyway.
I'm 50 shades of fucked up.
I screamed when he said that line.
there wasn't much that had me screaming through this movie, but when he said it, I was just like, oh my God, like they
lame.
Just... so, I mean, just so forced into there where... like I figured, like, okay, like 50 Shades of Grey, I get it. It's a play on his name is Grey. His name was a G-R-E-Y, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. G-R-E-Y. And is that spelled? That's not a different spelling, is it? In like the color in Britain and America?
I feel like we spell it either way here, but I think one is American and one is British.
Okay,
I don't know which
way
around though. I would typically do E-Y, I think.
Okay, the color here is G-R-A-Y.
Okay.
But yeah, I figured they were going to put that into where, oh, like the contract negotiations where, you know, is it Shades of Grey with all that? And he just said that there and I was like, God damn movie. God
yeah,
damn
they
it.
Just were getting towards the end of the film. They're like, right, how are we going to get this in? How are we going to get
yeah,
this in?
Yeah. But that intro, that opening that you heard, that screed, if you will, connecting. By the way, right out of the gate, if people were just sitting down like, oh, I'm going to have a nice little listen. They got a drink. Do a little on the path drinking game. Of 9/11 and Twilight. Well, you just got right out right there. So you're finishing your drink immediately. You're taking the shots.
So
all of
this
that.
This is how we know that TikTok listens to us and it reads our messages. Because why am I being served up a TikTok about 50 Shades of Grey, about 9/11, about Twilight, all wrapped up into one little two-minute parcel? I don't like it. I shared it to the Discord. Everyone's like, yep, our algorithms are all so fucked up right now. So thanks a lot, podcast.
I mean, I don't think it's fucked up. Give me all the 9/11. But the day before, like yesterday, or maybe it was 2 days ago, somebody told me about that. And then I wake up and I see your message in the Discord and I'm like, okay, well now send a video. Let's see. Let's see what it is.
It was shocking to say the least. And I love any kind of story time video like that on TikTok where it's a girl just doing some crazy makeup, spouting some weird theory, and it just makes perfect sense somehow.
Yeah. So either way, we're here for 50 Shades of Grey 2015. Inevitably, this is going to be compared to our Patreon movie of the month,
Oh,
365
yeah.
Days. And you know what? Fuck waiting all the way till the end. This movie's worse.
Do you think so?
100%.
In terms of like being a worse movie, yeah. I think I find it easier to watch.
See, I just was, it didn't, the whole thing we go to is just like bored. There
Yeah.
was, I know the plot was, will they, won't they sign this agreement? That's not good enough to carry
No.
it. There was
For 2
nothing
hours?
for 2 fucking hours and 5 minutes. They introduced the Mrs. Robinson. And so, wait, we need to get, we'll cover, let's get, okay, let's get it. All right. So, again, before we actually get in, I just want to get into this to get it over with. It's Super Bowl
Yeah.
Sunday. I got some wings to make. But yeah, stick around at the end of the episode to talk about next week's. Patreon again, we mentioned 365 days, which seems to obviously come directly from this, but so
Yeah.
much worse. Previous episode of a Twilight. Actually, this did come directly from that because it's common knowledge almost, I'd say right now, this is Twilight fan fiction,
Which is insane to me.
which is nuts to think about how they wanted to cast Robert Pattinson, like cast them in these roles.
Did they? I didn't know
Yes,
that.
of course,
Oh
Bret
God, that would be
Easton.
so bad.
Yeah, Bret Easton Ellis was attached to this to like, he wanted to like write it. Could have written and did this, but maybe it was better that a woman did it. But check out again, email us pod on the path at gmail.com. Check out patreon.com/ on the path. All the links below. Because again, we're trying to always put the cart, cor take that, or take two. Always trying to put the cart before the horse here. Let's get into first the box office gross, where you get
Oh,
to guess
yeah.
it, because this was obviously a smashing success. There would be two sequels out of it, it's three books. They made them all. It wasn't a Divergent thing. I think in the Divergent series, they never made the final one.
Really?
That's yeah. We
Oh,
kind of
I've
had to
never
look.
seen those at all.
Yeah, I kind of fell asleep or something else was going on when that first one came on. But here we go. 2015, a budget of 40 million.
Oh, wow. Okay. That was mainly for the helicopter, maybe,
That was
and the
the helic,
planes.
and like the sex room, they had to buy all those sex
Oh,
toys, which who
yes,
knows, that
true.
probably set them back a couple hundred thousand. But yeah, what do you think? 40 million.
2015, nearly 10 years ago. I reckon, I don't think it's not Barbie billion, is it? But I think it's like hundreds of millions. But it's just how many hundreds of millions?
Yeah.
I'm gonna guess.
It is in the hundreds of millions, yes.
Yeah. I'm gonna guess like 450 million.
That is a damn good guess. That's a
Is
really
it?
good guess. Yes, you got a lot closer than I would have thought. It grossed 569.7 million.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. $569. No.
Very good.
569 million.
That's insane.
Yes, and it's also insane because 50 Shades of Grey, or what happens when you put two uncharismatic actors with no chemistry together for a softcore BDSM romp with zero plot.
We need to cross-reference these two guesses that we do every week and see what is the highest grossing but lowest scoring film.
I will put my money on this. Like,
This
this is
could well be
okay.
it.
So let's get into the tomato tomato meter. Go ahead and does it have
Yeah,
a okay,
it
let's
does.
hear it.
Yeah. So the tomato meter this week says, whilst creatively better endowed than its print counterpart,
Jeez, what a
50
start.
Shades of Grey is a less than satisfying experience on the screen.
Wow, that wasn't nearly as bad as I would have thought. I will lose all faith if this is not in the teens. Like, I want to
Okay.
go single digits. I really do.
Wow. Okay.
Because it is like, as I think about it more, and I finished this movie 20 minutes ago. So this
Yeah.
isn't the usual watch it a day before, take the notes, and then let it breathe, let it sit, you know, everything to process. I'm coming straight out of
Fresh.
it, right out
Yeah.
of it. Yeah. And
Fresh
so
tomatoes.
this has to be at best in the teens. I don't think I want to go too low because, you know, Jamie Dornan, Dakota Johnson were in things. I'm just going to be safe and I'm going to say 15%.
Okay. So the critics have scored this at a 25%
That is an absolute fucking joke. That is an
green
a
splat.
no, that's a fucking joke that one out of four critics would actually say this movie was decent. I'm losing all faith in this. Like that is
I know.
not now.
Sometimes it feels so wrong, doesn't it?
It does, and we need, just like we need to actually chart our damn tier score or tier list rating, we need to chart all these right now to see what it is. Because I just, what part of this was good in that? Okay, you know, let's just do, we'll get into all that. God damn it. I just want to talk about this.
I
All right.
know.
All right. So let's see. Yeah, let's get into the
So we've got
audience.
audience score as well, which typically is a bit higher. We've got 50,000 ratings from the audience this time. So yeah, what do you reckon they've scored it at?
Maybe higher because, again, the people that would have gone to see this, I thought, man, 569, that blows my mind. I would have thought like 300. Like, I just cannot believe. But again, it's that many women into it. You're going to bring a date along. You're going to bring, you know, which is going to be good. Should be good if you're, you know, going to see this. I'm going to say that this is still going to be lowered by the fact that it was just bad and a lot of like review bombing or something like that. I'm going to put it in the 50s. I'm going to say 53.
Okay. Overshot a little bit. They have
Yeah.
scored it at 41%, which
41.
is
Okay.
spilled popcorn.
Okay, that makes sense. I can live with that.
I would be interested to see how the film was received by the book readers. That's always quite an interesting one because I don't think this book was very well written either. So it's not like the book readers would have been disappointed.
Have you read the books?
No.
Okay. Did you
I just heard.
when did you first see this movie?
Oh,
Did you watch it when it
I actually don't remember. I was pretty sure I had seen it before, but then when I was watching it last night, I thought, actually, I don't remember loads of this.
Oh, okay.
So I definitely saw it.
I know from the people that have read the books, obviously they're women, like that have read it. I can remember them liking it or it being like fine. I think it was pretty. But again, what are you really going to change? There was nothing big that would have happened. There's no big plot twist. You know, there's nothing in that sense. So I don't know really what you could fuck up. It's just a will they, won't they contract. It's the sex scenes. And going back, I'm going to say it inevitably. It's every time you see a medieval fantasy, you're going to relate it to Lord of the Rings or Game of Thrones or something like that. So this, I'm going to relate it to 365 Days. A big thing I remember that that main actor said, I can't remember his actual name, but what he said, what
Massimo.
Massimo is a character's name. Yeah, I don't think it was his real name though. But the big thing he said was that 50 Shades sex scenes were too PG. I can't remember, too tame. He wanted to up it for 365 days. And I don't know, maybe that was the thing. Maybe after seeing those and then coming back to these were actually kind of tame, it was like, oh, come on, I've already seen 365 days. This is lame, bro.
You've like desensitized yourself to it a little bit.
Yeah, like pretty much. Yeah, I guess.
I think that was it's weird because obviously they kind of 365 days is more just about them having sex all the time, whereas this film is less about that and more about all the kinky stuff he has in his rooms.
But it's not, there's not enough focus on that. There's too much focus on the characters and their relationship. And it's like, all right, you actually want to dive into this? He obviously has some fucking issues. He's a control freak. He's rich. The contract talk. Oh man. You want to know it gets the ladies all wet. Like get that mop out to wipe up afterwards. Fucking contract talks.
Oh yeah, consent is king here in this film, which is another difference from 365 Days.
There's a lot more consent in this. I'll give it that. I'll give it that. There's a lot less consent in 365 where he was not going to take that no for an answer. He actually
not at
listens.
all.
Christian Grey listens here. Okay, let's get to the director, Sam Taylor Johnson. And if you were like me, the Taylor Johnson didn't hit. But if it was like Lucy, the Taylor Johnson did hit. Enlighten us to her relationship.
So I saw Sam Taylor Johnson. And I thought, oh, I wonder, is that any relation to Aaron Taylor Johnson? Obviously, Sam, I didn't know if it was a man or a woman. And as soon as I clicked on her little blue hyperlink and I saw her face, I thought, oh no. Oh no, it's her. And I don't know much about them at all, apart from there's a huge like Twitter discourse about freeing him from this relationship. So essentially they've been together for a long time, but they met when he was 18 and she was 42, and they got married and had a child like literally within a year. And
And
they're still together, I
the
think.
first time they met was him auditioning for that role, Nowhere Boy, at her house.
So it's all just a little bit weird. And then she directs a film like this, also a little bit weird. So I did actually read that she regretted directing this film.
Yeah, I saw that too. And to hit on that, like, fucking age difference, whatever, adults and all that. But, and I saw one thing where she was already divorced
Yeah.
when it happened, like that the guy, he had moved out. Last name was Joplin. I don't think he had any relation to Janis Joplin, but I saw that. I'm like, there's too much names. I can't go down another familial rabbit hole right now. But yeah, and I also saw a thing where he proposed at the end of filming
Oh,
where
God.
they hadn't gone on like a date. And I'm like, that could be like bullshit or whatever. But again, there's nothing complete concrete out. So obviously, I don't think they've just given a full thing on it. But yeah, and it's not even like the age. If it was like 42 and 18, but it goes back to, again, she was the director, and it's
Like a position of
the
power.
position of power thing. And I'm not gonna create a stink and be like, oh, blah, 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 blah. But it is like if this were reversed and it was a 42-year-old man and an 18-year-old woman, it would not be quote allowed. And there's no fucking way each of them would have had the same like type of career, if you will, because he's by no means is he a household name, but he's still acting, he's still getting top
He's doing
things.
well.
Yeah, he's just in some movie I just came out, he's like on the cover, he's on the poster, he's like leading, he's heading movies, like big Hollywood movies. But I do think it's one of those, and not to get into the fucking weeds on this, where it's like as a fucking like consensus, and we're not talking about canceling and all that fucking horse shit, of it just being, is the problem ages, is the problem power, or is the problem the sexes? Because nobody fucking cares when it's a 42-year-old woman and an 18-year-old guy. But again,
I
if it's
think it's
reversed, it does
the,
matter.
yeah, I feel like it's like mainstream media doesn't care. Like I said before, this is like heavily discussed by people on Twitter, sometimes in like a jokey way where it's like, we need to get him out of there, blah, blah, blah. But people generally don't think it's okay. But I think you're right in that if it was reversed, there would be like tabloid newspapers like all over, like shitting on the whole thing.
But the thing is, and I'm not on Twitter anymore, but I was obviously on Twitter, fucking super online, especially 10 to 15 fucking years ago when this came out. I know about movies. I pay attention to movies. I pay attention to this stuff. How did that never come across any online thing, any bad relationship, any today I learned, anything going on with that guy who, again, has been steadily acting for 15 years? That's just what shocked me.
Yeah, it is weird that it would go completely under the radar unless you're on like a specific area of Twitter.
Yeah, it's yeah, and like film Twitter, I was on fucking film Twitter. I don't know, it's just weird, and like it's I'm not gonna again, I'm not gonna lose fucking sleep over it. I'm not gonna have a crusade. I
Oh,
do
yeah.
think though it is something where it's I know it's all selective outrage, whatever. It's Twitter, like you said, the whole thing there. But interesting because yeah, they are still together, pumped out some kids, so I guess good for them that
Good
it's
for them, exactly.
Hollywood marriage has stayed together. The writer of this is Kelly Marcel, who hasn't really done too much, but she's doing the Venom movies that came out.
Yeah, I thought that was a strange. There was like five or six films on there from filmography. It was like
Yeah.
50 Shades again, 50 Shades again, Venom. Like, wow, okay, range.
But hers, she didn't have anything to do with the other 50 Shades. She didn't write
Oh,
them.
was it just the first one?
Yeah, maybe
Oh,
she
my
got
bad.
like some kind of, they threw a producing, producing no show kind of thing. No, her filmography is she wrote Saving Mr. Banks, that one about Walt Disney, like about Tom Hanks and Walt Disney. Then she wrote this, which, okay. And then, yeah, Venom, Let There Be Carnage, Venom 3. And she's directing Venom 3. So she's moved on up
Oh.
to the director's chair.
Oh, is that Marvel? I was about to be like Marvel money, but then I was second guess
It's,
myself. I think it is,
isn't it
but not
Mar?
MCU.
Yes, I think that's exactly it. I think
Whatever
this is
that
the
means.
Spider-Man one. That's right. This is the Spider-Man kind of Marvel
Oh,
where
yeah.
it's that separate, but it's not the Toby, not Toby. Oh, fuck me. And Toby Maguire. It's not the other one. Yeah, you know what I mean. But the first Venom was directed by Ruben Fleischer, who did Zombieland. He did those
Oh
movies.
shit,
The
cool.
second one was directed by Andy Serkis.
Oh,
I know.
how
And it
interesting.
got dreadful reviews. Like apparently it was just
Oh.
terrible. Like that first one I think was like, okay, this is pretty good. Second was terrible. So maybe Kelly Marcel will channel her inner
Save the day, hopefully.
Ruben Fleischer there to save the day. Okay, with that out of the way, let's get into this movie. Oh my God.
Yeah.
All right. Opening, how about this song? I Put a Spell on You. Did that bring back any
Yeah.
flashbacks to a previous movie we've covered? I Put a Spell on You
No,
because
but I
I know
can
your
guess
mind. What?
Hocus Pocus.
There you go. That's what they
It's it.
sing. That's what they sing to put a
Yay.
spell on the town.
Oh, very good. Okay, love
Yeah.
that. I thought there was some pretty decent music in this film.
The soundtrack?
Yeah. And by decent, I mean there was more than one Beyoncé song, so.
I was told that the soundtrack was very good. But yeah,
Yeah.
it was fine. Again, a little time capsule to about 10 years ago.
Yeah, Ellie Goulding.
There you go. See, I don't remember the names from it. It's too long ago for me to remember the names. But I heard it and I'm like, yeah, I think this song came out
You
about 10
recognize
years ago.
it.
It came out sometime
Yeah.
around that name. Anastasia Steele. What a name.
Yeah. Could be a stripper name, couldn't it?
It could be like a superhero name, or she's the daughter of a superhero or something like that. And she trips and falls down right as she enters his office. So his first glimpse is her on her knees, and it's just love at first sight.
He just knows immediately what he wants to do with her.
Yeah. And so this is Dakota Johnson, who,
Yep.
while she was born in Texas, as we looked up, it was while her father, Don Johnson, was filming a movie there. So she's not really. Although he is he Oh no, he's not. But I don't really know. Don't really know if
That
that would
count.
no, that doesn't really count. That doesn't count.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I looked and I think it was like Austin, Texas, so maybe she was
Yeah.
there for a wee while, but whilst her family was working, because she is a nepo baby.
She is absolutely a Nepo baby, and I think it makes sense because, and again, I know the writing might not be the best. I see zero appeal of her in this movie, like from not to comment on looks or whatever, but even like from a sex appeal aspect, I don't know. It just totally fucking missed me.
I think she's supposed to be really plain.
Yeah. Oh,
Like in the
yeah.
book,
Oh,
she's supposed to be
totally.
like a normal
I
girl,
mean, she's got the
normal plain girl,
bangs and the
whatever,
way
the
she's
bangs,
dressed.
yeah.
Yeah.
Compared to all the other women in his office, she's not like other girls, da da da.
Da, da,
But
da,
I
da.
just can't help but love Dakota Johnson because she is arguably like her most iconic piece of work is not any acting. It is the beginning of the downfall of Ellen DeGeneres,
Yep,
which I
which.
think was mentioned in the clip at the start of the show.
Yep, which is which. If y'all actually listen through it and were too confused and look back at your phones or wherever you listen to be like, what the fuck did I click on? Yeah, that was absolutely that clip right there of her being like,
It's
yeah,
so
I
good.
invited you. And then, and like just watching Ellen scramble and
Oh.
just, but it kept, she could have gotten out of that so many times and she
Yeah.
just hung herself.
Yeah, she just kept going, and I don't know if she was trying to be funny, but it felt really awkward. And I was like cheering for Dakota because she just stood her ground and was like, "No, actually, that's not true, Ellen. I
Yeah.
did invite you."
Yeah.
And
She's like,
then it just that was the beginning of the end, and now Ellen is cancelled.
yeah, Ellen's done, which, yeah, good fucking reasoning, I guess. I don't know. I just, so much of that stuff, it's whatever, you know. It's like, oh, good, we got Ellen. I'm like,
Yeah.
okay, like, whatever. I
But
don't
I
know.
also read that Dakota Johnson is dating Chris Martin, which I didn't know, like long term.
Coldplay? Okay. Not the baseball player.
Nope,
That's
I don't
not the
know any
baseball
baseball
player.
players. If you asked me to name one baseball player, I wouldn't know. Apart from Chris Martin now, I
Yeah,
don't know
there you go.
any other baseball players.
No, there's one baseball player named Chris Martin whom I went to high school with,
Oh, cool.
and he blew his arm out in college and was done. And I was playing slow pitch softball with him, and he was like, you know, partying at my house and all that.
Oh.
He's in a warehouse. He's working in a fucking warehouse. And he starts throwing the baseball around with someone. And it's just like, holy shit, my arm feels amazing.
It's back, yeah.
Goes out to this independent baseball league and is hitting like 98 or something like that. They then call a scout or Boston Red Sox scout. Scout comes out there. He throws in like the fucking parking lot or something for the guy. Guy goes, okay, here's $1,000 and a plane ticket to report to spring training. And then eventually he kind of doesn't do well in Major League Baseball. Goes to Japan, which is going to be the second best league in the world for baseball,
Oh,
ends up doing incredibly well, learns a new pitch from a guy named Yu Darvish. I'm sorry, God damn it, I already fucked that up. Not Yu Darvish, who would have been there. Learns a pitch from a guy named Shohei Ohtani. Do you know who that is?
no.
Okay, Shohei Ohtani is like a modern day Babe Ruth. He's a pitcher and a hitter. He's like one of the best pitchers, one of the best hitters in the world. Like, absolutely,
Wow.
yeah, insane. Nobody really does that in baseball. Learns it from
Okay.
this fucking dude. Eventually comes back and he's won a World Series ring and he's made like $30 million and he's still
Holy
playing. He's still
shit.
pitching incredibly well at the age of like 37. And
That's
like,
insane.
yes, it's a crazy story that you'd make a fucking movie over. And I'm like, that dude, I was playing slow pitch with that motherfucker like 10
You
years
need to
ago.
write the movie.
Yeah, it's been done. There's already a movie called The Rookie about a pitcher,
Same thing.
about a high school teacher who went to pitch because his kids did well. He's like, I'll go try out. And he made it to the majors. So it's
Ah,
been done.
okay. Oh,
It's been
well.
done. Yeah. So whenever I hear Chris Martin, I think of that guy, not the Coldplay guy.
Yeah.
But
Well, she's
how?
dating Coldplay.
Coldplay, there you go. She's taking the whole band. How about Christian Grey, played by Jamie Dornan from.
He's a good Northern Irish man.
Is
One
he
of our
good?
greatest exports.
Is he?
Not in this film.
Okay, I was about to say.
No, he got big by this show called The Fall. Have you watched it?
No.
I don't want to watch it. Apparently it's very,
Okay.
very good, but the reason I don't want to watch it is because Jamie Dornan's character is essentially I think he's like a murderer,
Yeah.
and he preys upon women in their late 20s, 30s who live by themselves. So I just thought I'm gonna give that one a miss, but apparently it's very good.
So I guess he channeled that role for this.
Maybe this is what leads to that.
Why did I think that this guy was in Sons of Anarchy?
Charlie Hunman is in
Charlie
Sons of
Hunman.
Anarchy, and Charlie Hunman was supposed to be cast as
That
Christian Grey.
okay. That there were so many people that ran through this cast, the directors as well. It was very clear that people realized this could absolutely kill your career. And so one thing I didn't do too much was look at, hopefully they got fucking paid a just stupid amount, especially for the sequels, to last them in case. Obviously she wouldn't fucking need it because again, we talked about Nepo Baby, all that shit. Like, Don Johnson is her dad. I don't even think we mentioned that. Don Johnson's fucking amazing. Awesome. The Knives Out, first Knives Out was the last big thing I remember seeing him in. Django,
Oh, yes.
he was in Django, which I haven't seen
Wow.
yet.
Oh, we need to watch that.
I
I might wait.
know.
That must have won an award, the Academy Awards.
Oh, Christoph Waltz won for supporting actor because he won like back to back for fucking Tarantino, who won for
Yes.
Inglourious
They won
Basterds.
five Oscars.
There you go. So stay
There we
tuned.
go.
Maybe match. We might be doing it in March. Okay. Are you gay?
Me, no.
Yeah. Okay. We got Ron Burgundy reading off these questions here. She's writing whatever's written down.
I know. She's reading whatever's written down.
Yeah, she's just so nervous. Oh, I'm just so nervous here, Mr.
I just
Gray.
thought, oh, sorry, that's what's written down. Oh, you're dumb.
Yeah, when she gets back from doing this little thing where he's instantly smitten with her, and do you think he can just smell the virginity on her?
Yeah, because he was like, I don't know, when she reveals that later on in the film, it made me feel even more uncomfortable.
Yeah, it did, but at the same time, like, it's just like, oh, college, she's like 21, virgin. I'm like, yeah, I lost my virginity in college too, so it's like,
No, but
okay.
it's
Oh,
weird to
that's not what
me
made you
that,
uncomfortable?
no, it made me uncomfortable that all of a sudden he was like so much more into her.
Yes. Oh,
That's
yeah.
what made it feel
Because
weird
she
because he
was
suddenly was like,
pure. Oh, no one's been there.
Kivman vibes.
I know. Well, I lost my virginity to a billionaire guy also, so. But he offered $1 million.
The contract was signed.
Yeah, and my girlfriend at the time was just like, yeah, you can do that.
Do it.
It was Woody Harrelson.
Oh,
No, that
God.
was Kingpin. It was Michael Douglas. Fuck! I was thinking of the Kingpin thing. The movie Indecent Proposal.
I haven't seen it.
Okay. Was Woody
This
Harrelson
isn't
actually in
your
that?
real life?
What? No, that was not my real life. I did not lose
Okay.
it. I would have, though, for $1 million. Fuck yeah. I would just have at me. However
It.
long. I'll sign a contract for that. For what that is. Hell yeah. All right. They go back, and her roommate, Kate, I believe is her name. Her and her
Yes.
roommate discuss just how hot he is. Oh my God.
Yeah, he's so attractive, and I don't know. There was parts of this relationship that I liked, the girl best friend relationship, and then sometimes it was really annoying me that they weren't talking more because I feel like they would just talk about everything.
1,000,000%. But also, she also didn't, Anna did not open up at times. She's like, oh, where are you going? She just kind of walks away, and it's just,
Yeah. If you live with your best friend and you're both single and dating and you're
Yeah.
going to meet a new guy, you would have your I don't know what it was like in 2015, I can't remember. Location would be on, texting constantly. I'm going to this place with him, he'll be there. And it would be checking in. It wouldn't be like, oh, I'm not gonna tell you where I'm going because
I'm
I'm the
not gonna tell you.
millionaire. It's just silly.
I think we've brought this up before. Do you have your location shared with almost everybody that you're
No,
like close with?
I don't
Okay.
personally, but maybe if I was going, I don't know. I would consider. I like when we share it with each other. If like we're going home and stuff, like at the end of the night, I'll ping mine
No, that's something
sometimes.
I've noticed from like 20 something and even like some high schooler. Again, I'm a teacher. I preface that in case it's anybody's first listen, a teacher. So yes, it's not like my name in high school. So high schoolers and even some of the 20s, it is like a list, and like everybody, it's women, I should say this, women and girls, all of them, like dozens.
It's
And
a
that
big
just,
thing on Snapchat as well, which I haven't used in years. But
okay.
you Snapchat, like you would constantly know where all of your friends on there are.
Okay.
I did used to have, when I was at uni, we all had each other on a separate app called Find My Friends. And that was
Yes.
good. We
Oh
had that.
man.
We
Okay,
had that at
yeah.
uni when we was all a bit more emotionally unstable and would, you know, like go to different parties and stuff, and I was like, where is she? Where is she? So
And
now
that's,
it would just be like, oh, I'm at the office, oh, I'm at home.
yeah, but that's the thing. It's just like you can't ever lie about where you're at. I'm like, okay, I guess maybe that's good. But there,
Well, I don't know.
yeah, but there may be some times where it's just like, oh, I guess I have to tell them I got invited somewhere, but they weren't. And then I don't know, it just seems to open up some drama. But again, that's something I could not understand because I just don't think I would ever share that full time. Just, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe that's just an
It seemed
older
to go
guy
like go
thing.
from a safety thing to now it's just like a, it's almost just like having friends on an app. You've got to have as
Yeah.
many as
And that's,
possible and like whatever.
but this is just the iPhone. Like, this is just a fucking iPhone. It's not even on an app or anything, like a Snap or something like that. So again, I don't know. It's just something I will, one of the many things I will never understand. All right. Anna is working at a hardware store and he walks in. Oh, okay. We already have the stalker. And he asks for some serial killer provisions like cable ties, masking tape, rope. And then she makes that remark. I typed it down and she was like, you need another serial killer? So I'm like, oh shit. So I guess it was on the nose.
Yeah, it was very on the nose. And it's even when she says, oh, so you're doing some redecorating, it's like, nope.
Nope. It's like, yeah, I almost.
Is very creepy.
Yes, I actually came across a Reddit that was asking people stuff like this, like hardware store. Like, have you ever had a purchase that later on you realize was using it and someone, like multiple people on there, were saying, yeah, someone came in and they bought like a hatchet and they bought all of this stuff, gloves and all of this that was almost like tailor-made to somebody like looking on TV of what to get.
I always think that on Breaking Bad, where they go and buy like all the special
Tubs,
plastic
yep.
tubs and acid, and I thought that's hella sus.
Yeah, no, they still now Sudafed. Like when you buy Sudafed here, a pack is like $3, but you still have
What
to
is
put your.
Sudafed? Is it?
It's like a decongestant, but it's what they use
Oh,
for
okay.
meth. Yeah, and so what happened is when that first got big, people went out and they just bought out entire like supplies. And now, if I go there, I'm like, yeah, can I get 10 packages or 20 packages of Sudafed? Instantly, it's just all right. Report.
Red
You
flags.
get the ID and you get fucking reported. I bet.
Well, here we're you're only allowed to buy 2 boxes of any
And
kind of like painkillers or
yeah.
anything at a time. So,
That might, I'm sure that's probably what it is. Also, there's probably a limit, but I can also see it, America being like, nah, fuck it, just sell it. We'll
Do
deal with
whatever
the
you
aftermath.
want.
We won't prevent anything. We'll just deal with the aftermath. Because money, 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 pharmaceuticals. Yeah. All right. He makes a remark about wearing no clothes when she talks about coveralls. And again, this is that meme of someone says something and the woman's like, oh, how sweet. And then somebody who looks different says the same thing. Hello, human resources.
Yeah, this is incredibly creepy, and it's just he looks so different. I know he was obviously a lot younger, but he looks so different now. So watching this was kind of weird, where he's got this perfectly shaved face and looks so, there's something so unsettling about him, I find. And then when he says stuff like that, dead staring her in the eyes, I find it a bit bizarre. But I think it's, is it meant to be endearing?
I mean, yeah, of course it is. Like she's like, oh my God, yeah, again. Maybe that's the thing where they look too young. And I already mentioned about her or whatever. But even with him, it's just this boyish, and maybe they were going for the boyish good looks and the clean cutness. Because yeah, I just Googled pictures of him, and obviously I'm biased and partial, but in all these pictures, dude's got a beard
He
and
looks so much
looks
better.
so much better. He looks like a man.
He looks so much better. And he's supposed to be 27 in the film. So
Yeah.
it's like having a beard is not I
And it
know he's
was
probably meant to be like a
2015.
clean cut businessman, whatever, but having a beard wouldn't have been too aging, I don't think.
Not in 2015, because honestly, that would have been about the time, probably a little bit before that, that I would have grown mine out. Because
Okay.
back in like the mid-aughts, and I'll never forget this too, fucking bring up the Boston Red Sox twice. The Boston Red Sox, going back to last week's episode on Valentine's Day, the curse of the Bambino.
Oh,
Remember that? Yeah. So when they broke that curse, when they won it in 2004, the whole thing was they had the playoff beards, but they were the most unkempt caveman burly beards. And that is when beards started to kind of become normal. Like the whole thing of them growing them was, oh, it's sports, it's a playoff beard. And then a lot of people just kept them. And so this movie was made in 2005. I get it. You didn't really, beards weren't nearly as popular in 2005. But by 2015, he could have had some scruff or something, not a full on like mountain man one.
Yeah, and it wouldn't have been deemed like unprofessional or anything.
No. And I don't find him, and I'm comfortable enough in my heterosexuality, I don't find him just that attractive or that like sexy in that mode either. Where in 365 days, the appeal of Massimo is just like, yeah, he's a hot fucking Italian guy. Everybody's going to be attracted to this dude.
Yeah, Massimo is just
Oh,
in a league
dude.
of his own,
Completely.
but it's a shame because Jamie Dornan now, like, he's nearly 10 years older than he would have been. He looks
Yeah.
way better now than he does in this film. I was shocked when I put it on last night. I was like, oh, that's what he looks like.
All right, yeah. And I'm going to take aim at your boy. I'm sorry. Bad accent here. He cannot.
Accent, really?
Oh, terrible. No, not in the sense of he doesn't sound American, but he sounds like it's too controlled of an American where he can't emote fully. And when he tries to actually have emotion and act, it's like he can't do it without maybe that drawl or his native tongue coming out. Because it just something just seemed weird. And I looked at him, I'm like, he's talking, because I didn't know where he's from. He's talking funny. And I was just like, oh my God, did they get a fucking Brit to do this? And I'm
And
like,
then you're like, oh God, it's even
and
worse.
then I look at his Northern Ireland and I'm like, okay, is his accent too fucking thick that he couldn't come out and like act with it? But then the whole thing was maybe he's just supposed to be super standoffish. But it's like, no, he's supposed to be so fucking charismatic. And not just good looking, that when she comes in, she falls for him immediately. And I didn't buy the physicality of this. I didn't buy his charisma. I didn't buy any of their looks. So right out of the gate, again, this movie was just lost on me, even getting like too turned on by them.
I'm just thinking now how much different this movie would have been if they had have allowed him to use his Northern Irish accent.
That's a tough one there because it's not like, unless I always think of just Liam Neeson and then doing, I'm like, okay, maybe Liam Neeson, but he just always sounds like almost threatening.
Yes, he always sounds threatening. And I think that is the thing about a male Northern Irish accent is you could say something very normal and it will sound like a threat.
So they're like the Russians of Western
Yes.
Europe or something in there, or like German. I guess maybe German would be better too. Where it's like, wait, are they mad? Or are they, no, they're actually really like happy. Oh, shit. I had no idea. But yeah, I think he was just a miss overall. Just totally. Both of them were just a complete total fucking miss.
Yeah, it's weird because I like them both now as act like not well, not even as actors, to be honest. I don't see them in much other stuff, but I just think of them fondly when I see them on talk shows and stuff. I think they've done pretty well off the back of this, obviously, but it's just very meh in this
Yeah.
film.
It was meh, and yeah, we'll get to. I guess we can start going through this a little bit more, but we'll have to pick up the pace because
I know,
we
I
talked for an
know.
hour and 50 minutes last episode, way too goddamn long to talk about
We can't be
Valentine's Day.
talking for as long as the film.
No, God, no, unless we're drunken making fun of it more, but it had to be something more in there. All right, so he saves her from this rogue bike, and this gave me Amsterdam flashbacks of almost
Oh,
getting run over by a bicycle.
God. Every corner.
It was three or four times in the first like day and a half before when I finally realized like, bro, you better look both ways because you're
Oh,
gonna get
yeah.
fucking trucked.
And especially, I don't remember what side of the road they drive on. Was it different?
Their
Was it the
right
same as
side.
us? They're right. Okay, so that was the difference for us as well. From
Yeah.
Britain, you got to look the different way. And just,
No,
yeah, there's bikes everywhere.
I'm pretty sure maybe like I think Malta maybe does the left side,
Yeah,
but
that's right.
you've been to Malta, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like y'all two are the only ones. There's
Oh.
really only a handful. It's like the reverse metric system thing,
Oh,
where the
okay.
US, Liberia, and like fucking Burma, or for some fucking weird reason, are the only people not on metric. And driving on the left-hand side is like United Kingdom and Ireland. Ireland's left side too, I assume, right?
Yes,
Like a
it is,
republic,
yeah.
okay. And then Malta, and then some like Commonwealth countries. I know Australia is on the left, but Canada's on the right.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, because like we can't have that. Like the US is
No.
probably just like no. Like
This is a deal breaker.
we ain't gonna let you have it. And so that was the best thing about London though, was looking down and being like, look left and look right. I didn't have to think
Naked
about
on the
it.
road,
Oh, it was so awesome. It
yeah.
saved me so much trouble on those main roads.
Yeah, I love it. Malta is so weird. Like, Malta is probably one of the weirdest places I've ever been because it's so small. It's like such a small island, but it's the most densely populated country in Europe. And then also there's just influences from so many different places. So like on the corner you'll have street signs with like Arabic writing on them, but then there'll be a red, London style phone box in front of it. And I just think this is so weird. Like, why is there, all these things don't go together?
Yeah, because I know it was Cyprus, I think it was also like that, where it's half Greece and half like Turkish from like the Ottomans.
Yeah, so there's like Greek Cypriot and
Yeah,
then
and it,
something else. Yeah.
Malta'd be cool though. I'm gonna go there.
Malta's very nice. It's
Yeah.
actually a really, really nice island to visit.
All right, so the gals go out to celebrate and she
Oh my
drunk
God.
calls him. And this is where,
I was
okay,
dying inside.
dude, I'm on the record. I've been on the record how I feel about men drinking white wine.
Oh.
There's not too many things that I'll go 90s mode on, but seeing this dude like repeatedly in this movie drinking white wine,
Which
just
one?
Christian.
Christian does?
Yes, he's
Okay.
drinking white
Yeah.
wine here on his Mac, and then later when he shows up
Oh,
to
yes.
Georgia,
Okay, yeah.
oh no, when he's in the bedroom, when he goes to fuck her in the bedroom,
Yes, white wine.
he's got a bottle of white wine. And I'm just like, okay, is he drinking that warm? Like they're supposed to chill it. So how's he just walking around with this fucking white wine? I get at home you could have it, but I don't fucking do white wine. Like that's the, you know what? That's the one thing I'll be toxic about. White wine is for women. There you go. Cancel me on that.
Okay, that's your one thing you can
That is like
have.
Chardonnay, and again, I can't get over the Always Sunny clip that she calls the guy who drinks Chardonnay, and I cannot say it.
Okay.
And
I'm like a Pinot Grigio gal. And also Riesling, which I just discovered there in Poland a few months ago.
did you? Is Riesling sweet? I think I always ask that when I hear about
Riesling is
Riesling.
very sweet,
Fruity.
and it
It's
was
sweet. Okay.
funny. Yeah, so we spent all night drinking it, and I thought, oh wow, like I'm really enjoying this. It's super tasty, really sweet. I'm not getting too drunk. It's really nice. And then the next day, I was like, we need to get the name of that wine because it was so nice. And then we discovered that it's a dessert wine. It's like two or three, like it's super, super weak, and it's just meant for like a little sweet pairing with your dessert. And we were
Yeah.
drinking bottles and bottles of
Is
it.
that a aperitif? That is,
Something like that. I don't
that's
know.
aperitif is post, right?
I think aperitif.
Is that before?
I
Is
thought so, but it
okay.
doesn't
That might
sound
be.
like it.
I don't remember. I know it's one of them. I know it's post or pre-meal. Like they're
Yeah.
supposed to have it. I can't remember which. All
I
right.
think
So,
it was a dessert wine anyway, and it was just
yeah.
so yummy.
Yeah. All right. Well, he says that he's gonna come pick her up, and Jose gets super friend zoned here, and I kept thinking, okay, that's gonna come. There's some conflict. Obviously, this dude's crushing hard on her. He fucking disappears. I'm like,
Oh
okay, I
yeah,
guess he
he
doesn't
doesn't come
matter.
back.
No, he doesn't.
Because earlier in the film, Christian asks her, "Is this dude your boyfriend? I saw the way he was looking at you. Is this dude in the where in the what do you call that place she works? What her work?
The
Is
warehouse
he your
store, yeah.
boyfriend?" Yeah, so he's hyper aware of these men around her that want more than friendship. But I just thought it was so lame the way Christian just showed up at the perfect time when he was about to kiss her, and he goes, "She said no." I was like, "Consent
Said
King is
no.
back."
Yeah, he's like, he doesn't even care anymore about hooking up with her. He just sees non-consent and has to butt in.
No.
That was the fourth couple he broke up that night. She said no,
She
and then
said
moves on.
no.
He's like the Batman of consent, of breaking up unwanted kisses. All right, there's
That's a
another.
movie I want to
Yeah,
watch.
exactly. That's much better than this. They can make a
Consent
short out of
man.
that. Put that on the DVD features. Kids, ask your parents about DVD. No, I'm kidding. That's not that old. But another thing here is the way she responded to what you just said. Oh, was so and so your boyfriend? No. She responds like she's a fucking high school girl. And again, I think now I'm connecting that where she was just too young that she did, and the whole virginity thing also, she didn't seem like a 21-year-old. And then she's just, oh my, she's just getting so drunk. Like, can we go see your sex room? Like, she just was acting like a fucking 17-year-old.
Yeah, it felt more like this was her first year of uni where she's just starting to
There,
go out with her
yeah.
friends. It isn't someone who's graduating who's sick of the bars by now.
Yes, no, yeah, just not, but oh God, no. But
No, no, no.
consent king, he says he will not touch her until he has her written consent. And it's just like, again, getting those panties wet on there whenever the guy's like, hey, I need your written consent to do anything. But he says,
So weird.
fuck the paperwork, and they have edit in the elevator.
Oh yeah, they have a steamy kiss in the elevator later on. I
No, they
saw
do
there
it
was
right
one.
here. They do it
Is
right
it?
when she
Yeah, yeah,
leaves.
yeah.
She leaves and he
Oh
like
yeah, when she
goes,
leaves the hotel.
yeah.
Yeah, my least favorite, one of my least favorite lines in the whole film is when she's in the bed though, when she's getting her.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, she wakes up and there's like food and pills, and it's like eat me, drink me. And I thought, girl, don't do
The
it. Don't take the
OJ.
pills. Don't take the pills from the strange man.
Yeah, those are the as soon as I if I were to see pills like that, I'd be like, well, I was raped and
Yeah.
there's a plan B ready for me.
Oh God, yeah. But she just pops him, and then he says, "If you were mine, you wouldn't be able to sit down for a week." And I did love her reaction because she's like midway eating some toast, and she just goes, "What?"
Well, and then he takes a bite from the toast, which I thought was lame. Now, here's the thing. If you're saying you're not gonna be able to sit for a week, that's fine. If you're together and you're getting in some
Yes.
like sexting talk, you know, stuff like that, or you're in the mood. But yeah, when you have nothing, you have no relationship, she just woke up in your bed from like being blackout drunk or whatever the hell it was, saying that as he, oh, by the way, popped the shirt off right before because, you know, hey, gotta
Oh,
see
yeah.
this. To do that as you're like crawling over the bed, like, dude, no, that's not the time or the place. Oh, but this is that legendary Christian Grey charisma that we've heard about, the Riz King right here.
Oh my God, I just loved her. What?
Yes, which
He
mine too.
doesn't follow up
No,
with any explanation.
that's something you say right as you tie her hands up.
Yeah, not just
Not as
Bill.
she's shaking off a hangover. Okay, which is worse, that right there or proposing to your girlfriend like dipshit in Valentine's Day right as they wake up?
Oh no, the proposal's
The
worse.
proposal's so much worse.
Yeah, because that has
Yeah.
ongoing
Yeah.
consequences.
I do like a good elevator makeout though. I do like the elevator. I agree with him when he's like, what's up with, or did she say it? One of them said, what's up with elevators?
Yeah. No, that was good. That was a good scene, I thought.
I agree with that. I like
And
doing
when
that
the
in the
doors
elevator.
opened, and then they're all just like,
I
oh,
they
okay.
read they read the screenplay that said they were just making out.
Yeah.
Because their reaction is just they look and it's just, have you never seen a man and a woman in an elevator before? Like, I don't get why they were just like, whoa, 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 business, business, business. They're
That's so
interrupting our
weird.
business talk. But they do. They walk in on Elliot and Kate banging
Oh God,
and
yeah, on the couch, because why not? Why would they not be in her bedroom?
I mean, again, I can spontaneity, it's fine, whatever. But I just love, and again, the logistics and people can use their imagination. I love the fact that they were obviously, even if they weren't actually like fucking right then, that dude's still gonna be like hard, okay? And he just jumps up and throws on the jeans. And I'm like, no. So, women out there who might not know, there is no way. I would say most guys, I'll just use me or whatever. There's no way if I'm in the middle of doing that. I could just jump up and throw jeans on because there's something in the way down there that happens when a man and a woman get. Yeah.
I just thought it was weird because it looked like they had just woken up, and I was like, why are they sleeping on the couch? You were thinking of other things in this scene. And I was just like, I don't understand the sleeping arrangement.
You really did. You did not think that.
I thought they had just woken up in there. No, but like
No,
obviously
they
they
were.
were starting, yeah, they were starting to do stuff, but it looked like
Okay.
they had slept there all night. That's what I mean.
Oh, okay. No, I know what movie I'm watching.
Yeah.
They're not gonna be just, oh, love. That guy never comes back. The
No, he
mother.
doesn't.
What the fuck?
No.
Oh, and I know every, I can already see the fucking text and everything. Oh, the next movie. Oh, the next movie. Oh, I don't fucking care about the next movie. I'm watching one
I
movie. I don't need that. Which the ending, good God. Will we?
know.
Oh, ho. We will get there. We get it there. We get there. Christian tells Anna to email him if something happens. And I just instantly it begs the question, do you not have a fucking phone? Email me.
Yeah. And then she has said several times as well that her laptop's broken.
Yeah, which I didn't pick up on that because I wasn't paying them. I might have been shaking on my own.
You were too busy looking at the other guy's crotch,
Yeah,
seeing where is his penis.
I was too busy trying to put on jeans in the middle of this movie. Because I was excited. There you go. All right. This had me so fucking confused. All right. Because I saw, here's a geography lesson. All right. He flies this helicopter and is like, we're going to Seattle. I'm like, wait, they're not in Seattle? They're going from Portland to Seattle. Where the fuck are we? Because she's a student at Washington State, which is in Pullman, Washington, the far east side of the state, nowhere near Seattle, which is in the far west side of the state. And then you have Portland, which is in Oregon, a completely different state. So
I didn't ever hear anything about Portland.
that's where she lives.
Oh, is that not where her mom lives?
No,
No, she's in
her
Georgia.
mom's in Georgia, which that make they gotta fly there. That's all the way across the
Yeah.
country. I thought she was, first off, I thought she was in Seattle because she goes to his office from their
Yeah, so
apartment. So she
I thought
drove
she
from,
gets the train, doesn't she? Oh no, she
is that what it
drives,
was?
yeah. She drove, but I felt like it was a long drive because it definitely wasn't in the same city. But yeah, it's really unclear where they are because then he comes to their town, or then they move apartments
Yeah.
or something, and then he's staying in a hotel, so he's not at his house. He's in the same city as them to stalk her for a little bit.
Okay, but like,
I
why are
don't
they at
understand it.
Washington State?
I couldn't figure out the geography
Washington
either.
State is a 4.5 hour drive to Seattle, and I've driven Portland to Seattle, and that's like a 2.5 hour drive. Like, but
Yeah,
like,
I didn't.
why not just make them at the University of Washington, which is in Seattle?
I don't know why the whole thing doesn't just take place in one city.
Yes, and then he's giving the keynote speech later on, by the way, a commencement speech, I should say. He's not in his fucking robes in the mortarboard. I have never seen a commencement speaker
Oh yeah, they
not.
usually.
They're in the robes in the mortarboard. Like, what is this like movie? You couldn't even fucking do that detail. Like,
No, the geography for me was the confusing one. I definitely
I
have a
got
few notes
so
where I'm like,
confused.
wait, where did we just need a separate city so they could have a helicopter scene? Like, is that why they wanted
Just
that?
fucking go like
Just go for
where.
a helicopter ride.
Go for a helicopter ride over Seattle, like whatever. I don't know what that
It
threw me
didn't make
off.
sense.
I
Yeah.
get
And
mad
it's like
at,
unnecessary complications in a film.
of course. Yeah, I'm probably the only person that actually started raging at the geography. I'm sure people up there might have also. I'm sure there's also probably a detail that I missed, but I guess they go to his place now. And again, more fucking white wine, or as I eloquently put it, what is this white wine bullshit? And they discuss this NDA official agreement before they go to his playroom, which is not Xbox and stuff, but Q
No.
Rihanna's S&M.
Oh my God, I did laugh a little bit when she was like, "Your Xbox
Actually, Xbox? Again, like,
and stuff."
this is something a fucking high school, I guess college could, I don't know. Again, it's just making her way too fucking young. She's so under
Yes.
21.
So young and innocent. Make
Yeah,
man
which.
horny.
And like you said, it's one of those that does start to make it when it's not a role playing thing. If it's a role play thing, whatever. But you're right. It goes to that whole creepy, like the virginity, a virgin makes him
Yeah, and
more
it's like
attractive.
because he gets to like claim her
He gets, well,
almost.
because she's pure. Like,
Yeah.
and like it's one of the rules in there was she will not have any other partners but him. I noticed it was never stated that he couldn't have.
And I thought she would have picked up on that because she really did her work going through that whole thing and taking out things that didn't appeal to her. And I thought when she read that line out, I thought she was gonna Una reverse it, but she didn't care.
He was so disappointed at the no anal or vaginal fisting. Like you could see his like face drop, and it's like, wow, they decided to put that in, huh? Everything she said something else, he's like, oh, understood. But that one, he's like, are you sure? Are you sure? Fuck. He just
Yeah, that was really disappointing.
he hated marking that out.
Was so stupid.
Yeah, all right, but the rules are laid out here before then that he is not a sadist, but he's a dom.
Oh,
And
yes.
insert your Vin Diesel impression here about family and
Oh.
Corona. And she needs to follow the rules because he can't be having no relationship, bro. I got contracts to write. I don't sleep with people.
Yeah, he doesn't have time to date and stuff. Doesn't want to go out to dinner.
Yeah, oh, he
I
just doesn't
but
wanna. Yeah.
yeah, and I just can't. I couldn't understand half of this because, like, he takes her for coffee. He does dating things. I know that. I feel like this is what. I didn't know if this was intentional.
I think it is.
Like,
I think they're
he's
trying
supposed
to
to be
get.
a bit of a head fuck, but
Yeah.
also it just didn't make sense because he would be like, "I don't do this," and then in the next scene, we'll see them dancing really romantically around the flat together. And then she'll be like, "Let me touch you. You never let me touch you." I'm like, "Girl, what? You just did this really lovely dance together."
And she's cooking breakfast and
Yeah,
like
doing wifey shit.
but that's the thing, like that's intimacy. Like intimacy is not, as I explain fairly often, like intimacy is not sex. It's not just sex. Like those are intimate moments when you've woken up together and you're in your underwear and his shirt cooking for like a breakfast thing and you're having this together, small talk in the morning. That is intimacy.
Yeah, and that's the stuff that he constantly claims throughout this film that he doesn't do. And she then complains to him for not doing, but then they are doing it.
But that's the con like that's supposed to be conflict, like an inner
Yeah.
character conflict and character development. And this just occurred to me, a massive problem with this fucking movie is he doesn't have a sounding board. We don't see him
Yeah.
talk to Mrs. Robinson, who I'm sure comes back, who they didn't want to introduce here because she's probably cast as like a well-known actress. I'm gonna go look that up. I bet whoever it is like a fucking well-known actress because they didn't want to put her in here and maybe they didn't get her for a bigger one.
They
But
get
that
that
we
money,
yeah,
that
but what
500 mil.
Well, oh yeah, to use the profits to go get, huh?
Yeah.
Who could, damn, who could it be? Like, really could have gotten Meryl Streep.
Ooh.
She does. Anyway, I'm messing with my own like point I'm trying to make, and I think I might have just forgot it. Oh fuck me! Oh no,
We're
it
talking
was
about his
no. Yes,
sounding
it's
board.
exactly. We didn't have a sounding board for him, so we don't get to see his inner conflict. It has to only be acted out through him in grunts and assaults.
Is this our Geralt of Rivia
Yeah.
in a different timeline?
Oh man, Geralt and Yin, 50 Shades of Grey fanfic. I'm on it. I'm on it.
There you go. That's your next writing project.
Dude, could you fucking imagine? Except Yen would be the
It must
dom.
exist. Yeah,
Yen would
she
be the
would.
dom,
Yeah.
though. She'd be just be dominatrix. Like, yeah, that would be it.
Yeah, it's out there
God.
somewhere. We could easily find that.
Although, if we want to go correct, like almost age-wise, Geralt and Shani, when Shani was
Oh.
17, we can have him doming her. She can be his sub when she's 17-year-old student at the University of Oxenfurt.
Oh, God.
Should we
Just not
write
go
it?
down that path. Yeah, we can write it.
All right,
Yeah.
we're gonna pause, take about
A
5 minutes.
screenplay.
Yeah, we're gonna get this right now. We're gonna knock this out in an hour. We'll come back. Yeah. All right. So at this point, oh no, stop the show. We talked about it. Record scratch. She's a virgin. And like
Oh,
I
yeah.
mentioned before, it's not because whenever I see something like that, it's like I realize I was probably one of the latest. Again, like losing virginity in college. That explains to you what I was doing like in high school or how I was. So it really wasn't that of what it was. It's just an interesting choice because this was written by a woman, and we talked about it before. And make those parallel connections here that this was Twilight fanfic. And it's like somewhere in there was this talk of Edward and Bella, of him, her being a virgin, because she was a virgin. And it's just these are women writing this, okay? I know we talk about how creepy it is for guys to want it. This is now two women that are putting the virgins into this. So
That
what is
is
it
weird,
saying
actually.
about them?
I didn't think of that actually, because like these scenes, lots of this stuff is obviously written by women for women, and then there's stuff like this, which is why is this in there?
Yeah, why does
Because
she
that's
have to be a virgin?
why, because it's not, that's like a, we've been talking about how it's like, oh, appealing to a man or whatever, or a certain type of man or whatever. It is weird that they would include that. Now I think about it more that it's written by women.
Yeah.
Because
Unless,
it's
oh, like I
not.
said, it came from the book, though. I'm pretty sure that came from the
Yeah,
book.
that's what I mean. Yeah. So it's another woman.
Yeah, but I'm saying it'd also be just a producer. It's just like, oh, yeah, make her a virgin. Yeah, but I don't think he said,
Oh,
make her a virgin.
yeah.
Yeah.
He's rubbing his thighs like.
Yeah, he's just like, yeah, virgin. This is all that's the only note that comes back. Virgin. What is it? There's only really one note, one hang up. What is it? She has to be a virgin. Oh God.
Oh, goodness me.
It
But yeah,
says on
did you
there.
notice any go on.
Was gonna say notes by Harvey Weinstein, but
Yeah. I'm
okay.
gonna say, did you notice any parallels between Christian Grey and Edward in this scene
Oh.
specifically?
Which scene are we talking about here? Was it the
after they have sex?
Oh, the actual sex. After the regular sex, though, right?
After she loses her virginity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I mean by regular. It's the only time they do like regular. Okay. No, I don't. Nothing.
He's playing the piano and he's playing the music just like Edward does.
Motherfucker, you're right. Like, I did not put that together. My eyes rolled out of my head. And so for that whole scene, I was fucking reaching around on the floor trying to find him.
I feel like that was definitely a little nod to Mr. Cullen.
I think I can absolutely see that. I also think it's a nod to lazy fucking formulaic screenwriting, or to show like this guy, not only is he wealthy, not only does he have a fleet of cars and is he a pilot, he also has a soft side and an artistic side to play the piano. I think it's a bit of both. I can see that.
Yeah. I always
much. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I fucking hate that shit so much, but you're right. It's fucking fantasy. It's female woman fantasy 100%.
Mm-hmm. I always see the piano as like a rich person thing as well. I know that obviously loads of people play the piano, but when I see adults in films playing the piano, I was like, oh, you're so rich that you have time to learn how to play the piano.
And see, that's honestly what I see it as. I see it as a wealthy thing, not just for owning like a grand piano like this, which would be thousands of thousands. It's the time. And so much of, and again, we're going down a whole other fucking tangent on that.
Yeah.
But so much of this stuff that we see is what you can do when you have money is you have the time. And it can be, oh no, I'm fucking wealthy, I'm running in these circles, I have to know certain things. Like, you can't just know about football and know about sports or movies and all that. It's like, you have to be that artistic thing. But I also,
skills and hobbies.
Yeah, but I also think it is one of those where the dude knows his audience and knows after he bangs some woman, if he's out there shirtless, by the way, doing it. And I'm just fucking, as I put my eyes back in my head, I just vomit all over the screen.
Yeah. And this is when she starts doing wifey shit for him.
Yeah. And oh, Beast of Burden is playing while she's making breakfast. And it's like, we fucking get it. Talk about a lack of the subtlety of a fucking sledgehammer over your face. This music and its lyrics. But I am looking for a plot. Does this movie have a plot? Anybody? Yo, you know, like whistling here. Movie got a plot? Got a plot? Got a plot? Anything?
I was watching it and I didn't think of that. But then when you messaged me asking what is the plot, I was like, actually, I don't know.
It's literally just the contract of will she or won't she? And then the supposed inner conflict that we talked about. But it's just, she's just fucking dawdling. Like, and that's another thing too. This to me is the worst thing to say about him is this is such a control thing where it's like, bro, you are not in this for sex or the control. Because if you were, you would have been like, okay, bye. I'll go fucking find anybody else who would want to do this. Like, it's not, because again, it's not like she's like, oh my God, this is like fucking supermodel hot. It's not like she's so exotic looking that it's just different. It's not that she's even acting in a way, because at first I kept thinking like she's going to rebel and he's going to like that and it's going to be part of that whole thing. She's not really doing that. She's not really leaning into it. This fucking screams that this is a young fucking girl, not even a woman. This is a girl that's not giving in to him, and he just has to have her because he has to have her. It's not
just
liking
like a conquest
her.
Now.
It's
the
fucking conquest thing, because what is she doing? What is she providing to him that he's just like, wow, I've never had this before. What type of knowledge? Oh, she's a fucking lit major. There's a fucking billion of them. Go to Washington, go to fucking Seattle, go to Washington University, go to Washington State, go to any fucking campus and find a fucking hopeless romantic woman, girl, whatever you want to call it, that is into fucking English lit.
Yeah, there's plenty going around. No, but that's why I found it all uncomfortable, I think, because you're right. It's not super flirty back and forth. Like, obviously you can tell she likes him, but it from his side, if you put some like dodgy, if you put some dodgy music over this, it's like straight up scary.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm sure there was somebody put a great, I gotta fucking put that link. Somebody linked a great 50 Shades of Gandalf the Grey video. Did you watch that?
No, I didn't get time to.
Okay, you need to watch it. It's great. It basically just superimposes Gandalf over this in a 2-minute trailer. It's fucking awesome. Absolutely great. And like, I get the allure. And again, I'm trying not to stereotype or not judge, but maybe project too
Mm.
much. But it seems to be a very common woman, female fantasy, whatever you want to call it. The fucking wealthy guy, the billionaire, the one where
Yeah.
you don't have to fucking work and he will fucking take you on a helicopter ride, or you'll go to Vegas and shop and eat at a fucking three Michelin 3-star restaurant and then come back and be wined and dined, all that. Like, I fucking get that allure. And that's, and that's what this is. It's
Yeah.
just, I don't understand what she, like, why
Yeah, what's
I don't
his
get,
allure?
I,
Yeah.
it, her, his allure or her allure to him is solely, like we fucking mentioned,
Yeah.
it's the fucking virgin aspect, which he already got. But I guess, I don't know. It's, this movie fucking sucks.
Yeah, it just it's funny watching it now. I definitely think I watched it before, and I'm curious how I would have felt about it however many years ago, but I just found this so creepy. Like, I didn't
But
think
it's
it
like,
was.
but it's 365 days is so much creepier than
Oh,
this,
God, yeah.
but it's so much better because it knows what it is. It leaned into it. Like we, like
Yes.
what he said before, he's like, no, those sex scenes were too tame. We wanted to take it. And again, I that would have been very interesting. If I'd have watched this movie and then 365 days, I kind of wonder how it would be seen. But that movie knew what it was. That was a movie made for horny women. And for like horny couples to do whatever. And it, like, I get what it was for. This is trying way too fucking much to make us care about the characters. And I don't know. It just, it just sucks. Like, it's, I don't know.
They're not super likable. Like,
They're not
Christian's
at
obviously not
all.
likable, really. Like, they try and make him, he obviously talks about his past and what's made him the way he is, but I don't ever really care for him or excuse his behavior.
Is he that attractive to you, like in this?
No, not
Okay.
really.
Yeah. Like, and the going back again, fucking Massimo, 365 days
Oh
out
my
there.
God, yeah.
But even, I don't remember her name, the woman's name,
Laura.
Laura. There you go. Like, they fucking doll her up and they put her in these fucking
And she
outfits.
looks great.
He looks fucking amazing. And it's just, okay, I get that. They don't really do that to her, they don't go on these soirees. And it's just, what the fuck? They're just fucking treading water for 2 goddamn hours.
And even Laura and Massimo have their stupid backstory as to why he specifically wants her.
Yes, and he doesn't ever really say. He only thing he says is because he's 50 shades of fucked up. And it's just, he got, okay,
That's
let's
it.
get it. You know what? Fuck going through the rest of this movie scene by scene. Let's just fucking get into it. So he basically got into this when he was 15 and his mother's older friend, and he was a sub for 6 years. So now they've introduced statutory rape.
Yes, call the freaking cops because this is horrible. He
Which
just
it,
starts talking about it and it's like, oh my God.
yeah, and then they're like, oh, we're still friends. I'm like,
No, this is
no.
very, very
And
inappropriate.
again, it just goes back to, what am I, the viewer, supposed to take out of this? This guy's the fucking hero. And don't tell me he's not. Them two are the deuteragonist or deuterotagonists, whatever they call it. Those are the two fucking
Yeah.
heroes of the movie. She is, obviously, but he's fucking gotta be if we want them to be together. Isn't that the whole point of this? Like, why we're watching it? And so when you introduce that he got into this because he was raped by his mother's friend. What am I? What? So now I'm like, am I supposed to feel sorry for him? Is he the victim? And it's like, no, movie, own this shit. Say that he just fucking likes it. It's okay to say that. It's
Yeah.
okay to be into this because they've done it with the whole consent thing. And I get he's rich. You have to do the fucking sign stuff. Like, you have to do that when you're fucking wealthy. I get it. That happens in real life. No fucking question. Like, we hear about that shit. Thing with Vince McMahon that just came out, this owner of WWE. He broke the NDA, so this woman came out saying all this stuff he did
Oh
because
shit.
he didn't pay the fucking $3 million. And it's like, oh, all that shit happens. Like, it happens all the fucking time with rich people.
Yeah.
But it's like, his whole thing just needs to be, he's fucking into it. He's fucking
Yeah.
horny. He likes doing it. He gets pleasure out of it. He gets with women who have pleasure out of it. The fucking bad thing about this movie is she doesn't want to do it. So,
Yeah.
especially at the end when he starts like fucking spanking her and she starts fucking crying, she's like, oh, is this what you want? No, dumbass. He wants the fucking woman to like it. You
Yeah.
just won't fucking say you don't want to do it.
Yeah, she needs to just back out. I think
He
they both
needs.
need to just be like, okay, this is not a good
This is
match.
not a
This isn't what
fucking
I want.
match.
This isn't
No.
what you want. And she does say that at one point. She's like, I'm not what you want. And he goes, no, you're everything I want.
Yeah.
I was
Yeah, that's somewhere in these fucking plethora of notes I have, these incoherent notes
It's
that I
so
made watching this.
stupid.
Yes, and then at the end when they ended, I'm like, good. And if there weren't two sequels that I knew about, because
Perfect ending, yeah.
I was eyeing that ending time. I was eyeing that,
Yeah.
like, because she starts breaking down and she's like, don't come near me. I don't want to ever see you again, blah, blah, blah. And there was like 8 minutes left in the movie. So I'm like, okay, what the
Holy
fuck?
shit.
I'm
Yeah.
like, it's got to end on something. But yes, it's just y'all aren't fucking compatible. Move the fuck on, the both of you.
Yes. For the good of both of you, yeah, because he's clearly upset by doing that as well. And it's like, yeah, because it's not working. It's not right.
Yes, it's.
Disturbing.
Yeah, go back to the. I really kind of want to see how they do the relationship with Mrs. Robinson and him, because she's firm.
Yeah.
He goes out to dinner with her while she's in Georgia and gives the whole, don't worry about it when she asks. And I'm like, okay, bro, you were just asking for it.
I know. And the whole thing where she goes to visit her mom and he just shows up, like, that pissed me off so much that he's just there.
He
And then
owns
he
her, though. She
sells,
knows that. She signed the
well, yeah,
papers.
exactly. And he sells her car. That annoyed me
Yeah,
so
yeah,
much that he didn't just buy her a new car, he just sold her old one.
But that's like, and they do kind of bring it up. They do bring up the end when she's leaving. She's saying she wants the money for the car that was sold. But yes, that is one of those. And again, I don't know. Maybe I'm just, obviously, I'm thinking too much, putting too much into this. But that is
Yeah.
where something where he needs to hear that from somebody else. Like he's the fucking brother that he doesn't like, Elliot. She's like, yeah, I got her this car. Oh, what about her? And yeah, I sold it. You sold her car? Like,
Yeah.
I get buying her the car. That's fine. You're rich. Like, fucking $30,000 is a drop in a fucking ocean. It's
Yeah.
literally meaningless. But then to be like, you sold her car though, don't you think, you know, that she could have had a say over that? Maybe she wanted to give that to her mom. Maybe she wanted to
Yeah.
give that to her friend or something, like, you know, I'm saying something like that. And then God forbid him be like, huh, maybe.
Yeah, that is a bit weird of me. Yeah, you're right, friend. Thank you for calling me out.
Yes, or he can be like, oh no, she's fine. She'll be fine with it. And then we see him react to be like, oh shit,
He was right. Yeah.
I was given advice, I ignored it, and I was wrong. Because again, something like here, and this is me projecting what I feel about all fucking billionaires, especially businessmen like this, they are never told fucking no, except
Yeah.
by other rich businessmen. So they live in a fucking yes, sir echo chamber. He literally does, because he makes her call him sir. So even
Yeah.
outside the office, it's yes, sir.
Yeah, it is creepy. I've noticed that sometimes, like, not in other movies, but just in real life, where people like end up of higher hierarchy or so will always have their point listened to, and it's like, well, it's just because nobody else in this group wants to speak up because of your positioning.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah, it's kind of the same thing. So yeah, his brother needs to step up. Or maybe Rita Ora, who plays his sister, why?
Yeah. How long was she in this?
I don't know. She's just at the dinner scene.
4 seconds?
But she's in the two
Yeah.
sequels.
I assume everybody comes back. Like nobody died. Like nothing. Who
I
wouldn't?
wasn't sure. I felt like when I was looking at the cast list, I felt like maybe characters like her friend Kathy or whatever she's called, I
Kate?
felt like they would get forgotten about, but they don't. They're in the sequels, so.
No, there has to be. I mean, now there's out and out conflict. They're like breaking up, and she never wants
Yeah.
to see him, which, again, how are they gonna get back together? Because he's gonna have to ignore the whole, I don't ever want to hear from you again. So he has to do Hollywood thing of not taking no for an answer. So
Yeah, we love that.
we're about to take
Consent is suddenly out
the
the
consent king crown will be removed for however
window.
long that is,
Oh
but.
yeah, the consent has never mattered unless it's sexual. Like, he shows up
True.
everywhere, follows her everywhere,
But
takes her car. Nothing else needs consent apart from when he wants to
this is after
fuck her.
she signed it, where he
Oh
basically
yeah.
says, I own you.
From Friday
I
through Sunday.
control. That's yes, you're oh, there you go. You're right. It's Friday through Sunday, and they don't sleep together. Also, and again, I wonder how many women swooned at this when they're having this actual at a table, like business negotiation
Oh yeah.
talk. When he's, can I say? Can I say how I like you're taking this serious, how serious you're taking it, blah, blah, blah. And he throws in the sweetener of having an actual date once a week of her choosing. Ooh, what a romantic.
He's real nice, isn't he? Ooh. Yes. Even though he said he didn't want to, he's going to do it just for her.
Yeah, I guess he wasn't too upset about that whole anal fisting thing being taken.
Yeah. Anal fisting, no. But trip to the movies, yes.
He just keeps bringing it back to that. Okay, hear me out. We put the anal fisting back in, but one date a week, absolutely not. Okay. Two dates a week. He's like, I got to keep that in. What do I have to do?
I think they should have made more fun with this business meeting for sure.
Yeah, there's you know what? And again, that goes into a lot of the Aragon. There's no fucking humor in this movie.
No, there's it's nothing. Not funny. No,
it's not funny. There's nothing even. I don't even think there's anything trying to be funny.
No, I don't. Like, well, now I think of it, I think they try and make her seem kind of goofy, but it's not like purposeful comedy.
Just quirky and ditzy, yeah, and just, yeah, oh, I don't like, care about, oh, if you like hot guys like that, oh, is he hot? I hadn't even noticed because I'm a fucking 12-year-old robot.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking A. She should have been sleeping with a stuffed animal. I will say, they did also not fall into the trope of the girlfriend just being like the real quirky, funny, blah, 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 blah kind of thing, which probably would have actually made it better. Just
going what if she was more like that?
If she was just fucking the... comedic relief or whatever.
Ah, yeah.
That's a girlfriend, roommate. The roommate.
Oh, the roommate. The roommate. Okay,
I think I said
yes.
Girlfriend. Yeah, that made no sense. The roommate, Kate, being like, you know, cast some fucking comedian. Get what's her face in there that was in it. Rebel Wilson. She's fucking in everything at that point. Cast Rebel Wilson, and then you can have her tell her to be funny on set. You can film and go, okay, be funny. And they get something. I don't know.
It is weird. Yeah, usually that best friend wouldn't be dating anyone. She would just be, you know, painfully single. And just really funny, bubbly girl. But Kate got her man.
Alex Borstein Catwoman flashbacks of her character. The roommate friend to Halle Berry.
Yes, that was good.
God. Okay, never mind. Don't do that. I scratch it. The bad note I had. Bad note.
Good job, movie.
Yeah, he gives her the car. She cannot accept it because the taxes. I mean, that's the main reason why. She didn't have, she can't pay the taxes on what it is. He then gives her the absolute weakest spanking that I've ever seen. Like, Catholic nuns would be more erotic than this.
Yeah, is this when she rolled her eyes a few too many times?
She rolled her eyes one too many times, and he gives her this little tap. She's like, oh! I'm like, you didn't fucking feel that. Get out of here.
Yeah. This is the beginning of it, isn't it? It says, welcome to my world. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Say goodbye to freedom, bitch. You're mine. At the dinner table, they're going back to the dinner table. I do want to mention, they bring up the Mariners game.
Okay.
You catch the Mariners game. Twilight also brought up the fucking Mariners in baseball.
Oh, another little Twilight Easter egg.
That's got to be, right? Because it's two movies set in Seattle. Unless Sleepless in Seattle brings up the Mariners, if I ever watch that shit. Maybe that's like a fucking Seattle thing. They always bring up the baseball team.
Maybe. I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, because you probably just like the Mariners. What the fuck are they?
Sailors? Yeah, it just went over my head. Yeah.
Sailors out there. Is a boating. He mentions, of course, he has to have the fucking scene on the edge of his bed looking out the window about his biological mother was a crackhead and a prostitute. And oh my God, he's such a tortured soul, baby.
It is just so. It's just
cliche,
isn't it?
Stupid.
Cliche.
Yes.
And just. Yeah, you're right. He could have just been a rich dude who was bored because he is rich and can have anything he wants. So
there you
he
go.
Then has
That's,
to develop a more fruitful lifestyle or whatever. But he has to have this basic cliche. Oh, my mom didn't love me. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's just boring.
He's a rich businessman. They are fucking control freaks. He cannot separate it from business to the bedroom. It stunts him having actual relationships. There's your fucking conflict right there, your character development, you stupid fucking movie.
Do you know what happens in the sequels?
Not a clue. Do you? Oh, here's the thing. I actually may watch them. I may watch them, so I'll get back to
you. A very high-level storyline is in one, they get married, and in one, she gets kidnapped.
Okay.
That's all I know about them, but I don't know in what order. And that's not the large plot of the film. That's just certain things that happen. So.
I think I saw the last one because there's a, in quotes, car chase that
oh,
just
God.
Looked like a fucking Audi commercial.
Is
And
it they just got stock footage from
no, but I
IG?
like I didn't watch these with my ex, but she was big into them, read all the books,
Okay.
was obsessed with them, which is fucking weird that we didn't watch these movies like together. And maybe she went with her like girlfriends or whatever, because we were together
Yeah.
in 2015 and all that. But I do remember watching at least part of that one. And I'm just looking at it going, are they in a chase? Like there's no, they're just kind of looking at each other, the two characters, Anastasia and
Yeah.
Christian. And just they cut to like another. And no point do I think the two cars were ever in the same shot together. So I was like, are they in a hurry? Are they racing? Or are they in trouble? And then I think I got kicked out of the room.
Oh yeah, you yeah, start asking too many questions.
You're just gonna make fun of this. Get the fuck out of here. And I was like, let me know when you're horny enough and I'll come back. Because that's what these
Yeah.
movies are for. Let me know when you're ready for me.
See you after, yeah.
I'll be the sub, you be the just tell me when I'm needed in there. Yeah. Yeah, this don't worry about it. They go to Georgia. Oh, they go flying on two of the dumbest looking airplanes I've ever seen. And I
Like a
wish,
paraglider or something. I don't
yes.
know what that is.
No, and I wish John McCain was one of his co-pilots, so this thing might fucking crash.
I don't know. I've never seen that thing before where they get kind of trailed by a
Yeah.
plane and then released. Like, how does that land?
Was it a glider?
Yeah, but it doesn't have like landing gear or anything.
I mean, if it's a glider, you just because you just
That's it.
glide. Yeah, I think. I don't know. There was no
I don't
wheels.
understand. Anyway, I thought it looked dangerous.
I don't know. But this is where I have 20 minutes left, and what could possibly happen that could cause concern?
Yeah, well, the playroom vibe is a bit more weird than usual, though, in this time.
Yeah, and again, it's one of those, if you're all going to watch this for any reason, it's those scenes. And again, watch it with the horny couple, horny together, whatever. But again, as I'm there, I'm just okay. This is tame,
Yeah.
and you're getting it in there. And I don't. Oh, that one when they're in. Kind of shocked by this. When they were in the bedroom, when he shows up with the white wine and she's doing her laundry, he puts on a condom. And I
Oh
was
yeah,
like,
that's the only time we see him do that though.
is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess that's just to show that I'm like, there's no fucking way this dude in all of this control. In all of this thing, he's not using a fucking condom.
Just that once. I wonder why he did it that once.
Did they ever? Yeah, you're right. Because they
They
go.
don't talk about it though.
Yeah.
They
Is
don't
that just.
discuss it ever. He does. Oh no, he discusses that he puts her on birth control
Yeah.
after that. So maybe he just wanted to be sure.
No, bro, you can't fucking afford Plan B. I think you can get that shit for like $15 on Amazon.
Oh
Yeah. I don't know. I've
yeah.
heard. I don't know. Women who've always that I've served breakfast in bed, they didn't taste anything funny in their orange juice.
I don't think they sell it on Amazon here.
Is that too far? Is that too far that I crush up Plan B into people's orange juice? Oh no, this is wait, does this hold
My
up?
God.
Let me Google
That's
statute
funny.
of limitation. No, wait, hold
Oh
up. Why am I leaving this in the episode? Okay.
my God, I'm losing my mind today.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah, yeah.
tired.
You're tired. Did you watch this yesterday? At least I'm going on 4 straight
Yeah,
hours
this is,
of
yeah, you're like.
watching and talking about this. So yeah, I'm the one kind of doing it. But we are mercifully almost fucking done. And
Yeah.
this is a another thing, okay? I know I've only had another thing. When they're going to do like the sub, the when she's actually gonna go for it at the end, he tells her exactly what he's gonna do, which how hot is that unspontaneity? How would that even be good for him or anything? I'm gonna hit you 6 times. I'm gonna do all that. That is just I don't know. That would kill anything for me.
Yeah, I don't think he does it before everything we see, unless it's just off screen. But
No,
yeah,
he does it here
before
because
this one, yeah, it's just, I don't know. Yeah, I find it weird. But you know, the way he sets it up, like 6 times, you bend over and then that'll be it.
you have to
And
count, makes her count it.
you have to count. Yeah. And she's obviously not into it, but she makes him do
That's
it anyway.
in like I don't know. I feel like we're beating a dead horse about it
We are,
anyway.
because we're just like, no.
Which because it's incompatible,
Yeah.
and I can yes, the whole point of doing stuff like this, regardless of what it is, but especially in its sexual nature, is whatever you're doing, unless you are like a fucking rapist or you're something like that, you want the other person involved and enjoying it. And there has been times when the other person was clearly not into it that I'm like, okay, they're not into it. That's not doing anything for me.
Exactly,
I'm
yeah,
not a
because it's weird at
because I'm
that
not a
point.
sociopath, and I can understand that somebody else isn't having the same pleasure. And because, again, I can tell that, and it's not all about me, like a fucking sociopath would be, you can stop. And so this, I get she was proving a point,
Yeah.
but why is he going through with it?
I know. Yeah, he should be. I thought he was aware enough about consent and,
Oh,
had
she
these written
consented,
contracts and
though.
stuff. She did, but also it's like, it's not excited consent. It's not like a hell yes. It's obviously like a, you could tell, even though she said, even though she agreed to it, I think it's pretty obvious she's not into it.
Yes, that's a one time. Okay, let's see. And then two, all right. And but by the third, you can be like, okay, she is not into this.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop. And he
Be a
doesn't.
responsible Dom.
And that's the thing is where if he would have gotten, like, if you'd have seen him get more excited, then you'd be like, oh, he has fucking problems. Again, big sociopath, rapist energy in that sense. But he clearly understands she doesn't like it. And then he keeps doing it as if he has to keep doing it.
Yeah.
And so I don't know again where his character is right here.
It's really hard to tell where it's going at this point, or she rightfully leaves, and I think that should be where this franchise ends.
Yeah, yeah, it should have been just end scene. Okay, wow, what a weird thing. But
Good
yeah, as
ending. Yeah.
she can't take it, she gets up, says, "Don't come near me. Only do it over there in the corner." Yeah, dee, 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 dee. And then, of course, he doesn't fucking listen. And he goes into her room. And even more, she says it. They wake up in the morning. She says she wants blah, 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 blah. She says, "I'm not what you want." Yeah, no fucking shit. And then,
Finally, after 2 hours and 5 minutes.
but she says, like, "I love you," or whatever, something close to that. And he's like, "I'm too broken of a man. You
You
can't have
can't
me.
love
You
me.
can't love
You
me. I'm too
can't love
broken."
me. Oh, it's so fucking
It's
cringy.
so
I
it,
hate it so much.
no, and that's where 365 Days ultimately was better. They leaned into the fucked up nature of it to where you can say both of them are fucked up, if you want to call it that, which, yes, that's what it is. And it might be for fucked up people who like it. Like, it's just
Yeah,
own of what it
exactly.
is.
It's
And
not
then,
trying to hide it.
okay, we've mercifully come to the best part of this movie, the ending. It ends the same way as they first left their meeting,
Yep.
Christian. She says Anastasia, right? Or is it Anna? No, Anna.
He says
He says
Anna,
Anna.
Christian.
Yeah. And the elevator closes and get the fuck out of here.
That's it. That's the movie.
That's it. You got to wait for the sequel.
Oh my God. I kind of want to watch it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to watch it.
God damn
I think I'm going to have to watch it. But man, oh man, that was a rough one. So
Yes.
all right, let's get to okay, there you go. That's 50 Shades of Grey, 2015. Let's get to the D&D classes. We didn't discuss about this first, but let's say
Oh.
on the fly, let's get it. So Christian, what is he going to be? He is very charismatic. Well, he's supposed to be charismatic.
He's supposed to be,
But
yeah.
he's also got a little good right swing that. Let's go ahead and just let's call him a fighter. I'm going to say
You
he's a
think so?
fighter because he's fighting to keep control over this woman.
Yeah, that over this woman.
He's
Yeah, he's
fighting.
not particularly stealthy or trickery. There's
No, he's
no,
wide open with the fucking contracts and
yeah, there's
shit.
no divine gifts, nothing like that. So yeah, I think you're probably right, fighter. Yeah, there's nothing special there.
What about Anastasia? What is she? Again, we need to fucking create or find out a class for dipshit.
Yeah, for who is just dumb and so boring.
Even though I like it, I'd say like a paladin, but that's not what
Yeah,
she
a
doesn't have
holy
any.
warrior bound to a sacred oath, that's giving virginity, isn't it?
There you go. Her sacred oath of her. Oh, she's a what a what do you call it? A fallen paladin or oath-breaking paladin because
Yes, by the end of
she
the
broke her virgin. Why'd I say it like virgin? She broke her
movie.
virginity. There you go.
Virginia.
Virginia. Yeah, she broke her virgin oath right there. Sure. Oath
God.
breaking paladin. That makes no fucking sense, but we're gonna roll with it. We're gonna roll with it. Okay. Now we get to the tier list ranking where we have S
Yeah.
and A and B up at the S is at the top, A and B like I recommend. C and D, and we introduced from last week's
We
episode
did.
what we agreed on. It was a 2-0 vote that Valentine's Day was the single worst movie that we've done and was so fucking bad, it is now its own V tier. Okay.
Yeah.
So, do you know what you're going to pick for this one?
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
I put this one in D because I just think I don't think it's as bad as Valentine's Day because Valentine's Day was just a complete shit show of like too many different characters, didn't care about any of them, tried to put too many stories in. But I did think that it was bad. I thought the storytelling was really rubbish. There was lots of confusing things like we talked about earlier, like the geography of where this was all happening made no sense.
It's the number one
And
thing wrong with this movie for
it
me.
is like, where is it? Where are you? Where are
Where
you
are we
guys?
here in the Pacific Northwest?
But like just stupid things like that make it a bad like badly put together, badly written. You know, there was no planning there, or obviously there was, but it's just silly things like that that make it kind of not unnerving. It's just, yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I don't find Christian charismatic, which I think is the whole thing is meant to be that he's this superstar. I didn't particularly like any of the actors' performances. Yeah, it's just very forgettable, and I don't understand why. Well, I do understand why it did well because of the books and because of the general nature of the film. People were excited about it, and that's fair enough. But I just think it's really shit.
Yeah,
So I'm going to put it in D.
so Valentine's Day you had is just shit because I put that in
Yeah.
as the fucking show
I
notes is
saw
not
that,
show
yeah.
notes. I think from now on is going to be our little 5-word little short
Okay.
review of what we pick out of it. We didn't even bring up fucking great Marcia Gay Harden playing his mother, who
Oh, I don't
that's who
know
play.
that.
Oh, she's in a fucking ton of shit. Very good in Mystic River. She was excellent at playing like a hard ass bitch of a mother
Okay,
or
yeah.
like wife. And fucking, she is unbelievable in Mystic River, a great depressing ass movie.
Oh,
So she's
okay.
awesome in it. She didn't do much in this though. I'm sure she does a lot more coming on. But yes, this is no doubt a D tier. I understand the reason to watch this movie, and it's the same lens I
Yeah.
viewed it as 365 days. It is again for horny women, or it could be horny men or horny couples to watch it together. Where 365 Days was honest, it looked at this movie and goes, let's take it up a notch. That movie fucking was terrible. It was boring as sin. There was
Yeah.
zero fucking plot, actually, other than will they, won't they sign a goddamn contract? Not even a will they, won't they stay together, which I guess they don't at the
Yeah.
end. So that movie knew what it was doing, and it's why I gave it a C,
Yes.
okay? But this movie fucking sucks. There's no reason to watch this movie instead of 365 Days. Like, I
That's
just
what
don't.
I was gonna say. Yeah.
Yes, unless it's a nostalgic reason or it's a book thing, I
Yeah.
get it. But there's no way right now, if somebody said, hey, those two movies are like really fucking horny, I want to watch them with my boyfriend or I want to watch them with my girlfriend. There's no way this movie should be recommended over 365 days.
Exactly what I was thinking. I was thinking if somebody came to me and said, I want to watch something, I would be like, go for 365 days. Don't watch 50 Shades. So boring. You'll be bored out of your mind. 365 days is at least funny enough and crazy and ridiculous enough
There
to
you go.
laugh at because it's so insane.
You can laugh at it. While it's terrible writing, the people, and again, I always hate to judge it on this because again, we're in a 2024 world, but the two main cast members are both so much more
Super hot.
attractive.
Yeah.
Yes, they're more attractive. The locales, like I love Seattle, was just there in October, maybe for a football game there.
Yeah.
I would go back, but it's fucking gloomy and it's gray. And so, would you want, I don't know, Italy or the Mediterranean or the Adriatic, or maybe a night scene in Poland or something like that? Or you want fucking Seattle? So, across the board, there's no reason to do that. Two D's again. We are right in the middle
Oh,
of Bad Movie Month.
dear.
We watched two. These are two of the worst. These might be two worse than any two movies we watched in Bad Movie Month.
Yeah, Bad Movie Month was at least insane enough to be fun.
It was, but that is going to do it. Stick around for about here after the little outro. We're going to talk about what we're wrapping up. Love month
Oh
with.
my God, this month has gone so
We're
fast.
also recording this very early because we're recording this like the week before. So that kind of
Yeah, because
makes it
I'm
seem
going
like,
home. Yeah.
so we're gonna be gone. But so in two, well, no, what am I doing? I do the outro. All right. Again, check all the stuff below. One thing we also forget to say, and I need to put it at the top to do up there, is rate and review. We kind of stop like
Oh,
saying to do that, and that's such a big fucking thing. Rate and review us wherever you're listening. If you haven't done it yet, it really, really, really fucking helps. Like, that's the biggest thing that pushes it to the top or whatever.
yeah.
So
Yeah.
please do that. And yeah, if it's a good like 5-star review, we'll fucking read it off. Sure, why not?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. And then check again, podonthepath@gmail.com, patreon.com/onthepath. 365 days, we talk about that. It's a lot more fucking unhinged than this, a lot more enjoyable to talk and discuss about. And check out the Discord, all the social links below. Lucy, where can we find you?
You'll find me at Lucy J. Robin on Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, YouTube, and Discord.
And Discord. All right, find me on Discord. It's the only public social media I have. So, yes, next week we wrap up Love Month with an absolute fucking classic, especially if people my age, but I have never seen it before. Ooh. We're going back to the mid-aughts, the mid-noughties with The Notebook.
Oh, I can't wait to rewatch this. This is a good, just romantic. It's not a comedy. I was about to say romantic comedy, but it's not.
It's a comedy.
It's just a nice little romantic film. It's got two great leading actors. And yeah, I'm just excited to watch it.
Ryan Gosling is making his return.
Yes, to the podcast. And Rachel McAdams.
Rachel McAdams, I don't know if we've covered any of her, but yeah, Ryan Gosling, Crazy Stupid Love, which I was gladly surprised at.
Yeah.
There's a word there. I can't say what it is or what it is. That I was surprised. I think it gave it like an A-list. So yeah, going back here, haven't seen it. I might be the only person like 39 years old who hasn't seen it at some point. So yeah, join us that time. And then with that episode, we will talk about exactly what we're going to be doing for March, but maybe some more keen-eyed listeners have already heard the clues that we've kind of dabbled out in this episode, as well as previous ones. So until the end of February, everybody out there have a great rest of Love Month, Black History Month, Valentine's Month, and we'll see you.
We'll see you.